Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, listening all over North America. I don't care if you're on your way to work. I don't care if you're leaving work. I don't care if you're at home. You could be in the back room, the front room. You could be holding it down. Thank you for being here. I'll only be here for one more hour. This show does get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, we got a little bit of a double dip. Monday Night Football, Major League Baseball postseason. Let me give you an update. Right now, in the NFL halftime here in Atlanta, Georgia, the Falcons beating up on the Bills 21-7. Okay, Michael Penix Jr. threw a touchdown to Drake London. You have, well, damn it, that switched fast. We got Bijan Robinson. He rushed for an 81-yard touchdown. And so the Falcons lead 21-7 here against the Bills. Also, in Washington, D.C., the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams, they lead Jaden Daniels and the Commanders 13-0. We had a couple Jake Moody field goals. Jaden Daniels has thrown an interception. Caleb Williams has gone ahead and rushed for a touchdown. Chicago leads Washington 13-0. At this second, also, we have game one of the National League Championship Series between the Brewers and the Dodgers. They're currently in the fourth inning. It's the top of the fourth. There are zero runs here on the board. The Dodgers are threatening. They got two outs. A guy on and trying to go out here and make some damage. And then, congratulations to the Seattle Mariners. About 30 minutes ago, the Mariners beat the Blue Jays 10-3 in Game 2 of the American League Championship Series. The Mariners are going back home with a 2-0 lead. They win two more games. They advance to the World Series. So we discussed a lot. Major League Baseball, NFL, college football, Tennessee Titans getting rid of Brian Callahan. Thank you to Teresa Walker for joining us from the Associated Press. Thank you to Dan Wolkin for joining us, senior college football writer for Yahoo Sports. And damn it, now I can take a breath. That's a lot. Today is a day. October got to be one of the best times on the sports calendar. Get NFL football, college football, World Series is upon us. The NBA is getting ready to start. NHL is here. Bacha, did I miss anything? Did I ignore anybody?
Other than that, maybe some European basketball.
EuroLeague basketball?
Yeah. A couple good German games going on.
You sat down and watched, like, German League football, basketball? You have?
I didn't sit down and watched it. I may have put a 10-cent bet on a comeback.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You're betting on German basketball?
It was 9:30 in the morning before the Vikings game. That was what I was supposed to do.
Okay. All right. I get it. What teams was it? Was it like Hertha Berlin or something?
It was the... it was a good name. I'll get back to you. But they were very catchy names. It was like Sound Tigers or something like that. I got to double check.
Okay. I learned something new. I had no idea you were into German basketball. This is good to know. You're not? Okay.
Yeah, it was available.
I was going to say amongst the European leagues, German basketball might be, I don't know, third, fourth?
Yeah, it was the Bamberg something.
Tigers? Hamburg?
Bros Bamberg? Bamberg?
Okay, that even that even goes past me on that one, Botcher. But did you win the bet?
Oh, yeah, they came back. The team was down 7 points, I think, in the third quarter, and they came back to win in overtime.
Okay. Well, as long as you win, and that's all that matters.
30 cents.
A good thing. We like winning around here. Well, we got more to get into. Of course, we'll keep you up to date. How about this? Washington, still early in the game. Washington, the Commanders trying to win. The Commanders, man, there's so much scores going on. Come on. Work with me here. Work with me. 13-7. Chris Moore just on the receiving end of a touchdown from Jaden Daniels. And so the lead in Washington, or in Landover, I should say, the Bears now lead 13-7. About 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Still plenty of time to go in that one. I did tell you about this American League Championship Series game that ended. Seattle decides to beat the living hell. Seattle beats the living hell out of the Blue Jays 10-3. We had Jorge Polanco come through with a touchdown. Botch, I'm calling home runs touchdowns. You know things are crossed up.
There's a lot of things going on.
There's
four
a lot
of primetime games that are there. And, you know, with the score there, you could be confused for a bad football game.
Yeah. Well, a defensive matchup, 10-3. A little bit of an NFL throwback.
Even still, that was very rare to get those types of games the last 20 years.
Well, I'm going back a little further than that. But the Mariners beat the Jays 10-3. It certainly was a football score. Told you about Jorge Polanco hitting that home run in the fifth inning, helping to break things open. Now that they're going back to Seattle, he says, I'm happy. I mean, we're beating ass here in Toronto. The fans in Seattle, they're going to be thrilled that we're back in town.
I expect a lot of noise from the fans. I know they're going to show up. I know they're going to bring a lot of energy for us. I know they're going to come and support us, and we're just going to go there and keep competing, keep competing.
Yeah, keep competing. I don't want to say let's just stamp it that Seattle is going to advance to the World Series, but, I mean, you go up two games on the road, it's not looking all that good for Toronto. You're supposed to handle business at home. They have not. They failed on that end. We'll keep you up to date on the Dodgers and the Brewers still at zero runs here in the fourth. We had a lot of news come down the pipe today as well. We had the first head coach canned throughout the course of the NFL season, or the 2025 season, I should say. Brian Callahan, no longer a member of the Tennessee Titans. He didn't even see it through for two complete years. Last year went 3-14. Right now the Tennessee Titans are 1-5. They lost to the Raiders 20-10 yesterday, and Brian Callahan is gone. Okay? Kind of stinks. Kind of bad that Cam Ward, this is what he gets. Cam Ward says, we're just not good. Listen.
We're not an efficient offense, so we have to try new things. If we're going to stay the course, we got to make the course work. So it's really just both players and coaching staff just continue to either just call the play, we execute the play, and then at the end of the day, we have to do our job as a whole. Because at the end of the day, the coaches, they can only do so much. The players are the one playing, we just got to do our job.
Yeah, you got to show up and do your job. Unfortunately, he'll be doing his job for a new head coach. Not an ideal situation for a rookie quarterback to have his head coach canned 6 games into the season. So thank you so much to Teresa Walker for joining us from the Associated Press. Teresa basically told us if there is anything steadying with the Tennessee Titans, it's the fact that he, Cam Ward, is the quarterback. Believe in that guy. He's going to be able to just kind of ride the wave of dysfunction, if I want to call it that. Speaking of dysfunction, today we also heard from Bill Belichick responding to all the rumors last week that he was negotiating a buyout, that he was ready to leave North Carolina. We saw and read the social media statement at the end of last week that this was all not true. Bill Belichick spoke to the media today and he said, it's definitely not true. These are all lies. I'm not going nowhere.
Right off the bat, like some of the reports out last week about my looking for a buyout and trying to leave here and all that is categorically false. There's zero truth to any of that. Glad I'm here. We're working towards our goals and the process. I had great support from Chancellor Roberts, know, Bubba, Steve, and so forth. You know, Mike and Barty, it's been, you know, those people have all been great, and I appreciate all their help and everything. And, you know, we just believe very much in the process. I think Bill Walsh said, you know, the score will take care of itself, and I've always believed that. You just got to keep working and grinding away, and that's exactly what we're doing.
You know, Bill Belichick might be able to say all of that, but I would really believe where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, we can talk about the reports. They came out from various sources that you had players and their families who are not happy. Okay, you have coaches who are not happy. Belichick, I mean, you can listen to him. Is he happy? You think about the program and their record. And of course, nobody expected them to just go out there and beat Clemson. But is anybody happy at North Carolina? And so if you're thinking about building and moving forward, how do you do that with all of the distractions, all of the talk? And then not even to factor in, I didn't even have to mention her name, you would think the girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is still some type of a distraction. So a lot of pomp and circumstance with the little results here for the Tar Heels. It would not surprise me if Bill Belichick was gone at the end of the season, if he decided to leave under his own volition, or if they decided to just say, no different than what took place with the New England Patriots, that this is just a mutually parting of the ways. We don't get along anymore. We don't understand each other. Let's just go our separate ways. Bill Belichick, we knew he was not going to be long from North Carolina. If this really, you know, hits the fan, I wouldn't be shocked if Bill Belichick was gone as soon as next year. A lot of people saying that this entire situation is not fair to the students. It's not. But guess what? College sports, college football, it's a business like everything else. They can move. They'll be okay. Speaking of moving, we learned about James Franklin and his firing yesterday. Today, we heard from the boss man, the athletic director at Penn State, Pat Kraft. He gave an explanation as to why they got rid of 11-year coach James Franklin.
This was extremely, extremely difficult. It's been a very difficult 48 hours. I felt after Saturday and sitting down and looking at everything that where we were and what was in the best interest of my kids, my student athletes, and my kids, meaning you guys know I call our athletes kids, my kids, and where the program was going, that this time we just had to make the hard decision. And look, as all of you know, as leaders, when you lead an organization like this, when you've made the decision, you have to make the decision with a whole heart and with conviction. And so, you know, I was going to sleep on it on Sunday, and but I knew it was the right course of action for us as a program, and more importantly for the team. So that's kind of how it transpired.
Listen, man, when it's time to go, it's time to go. His time was up. There was going to be no turning things around at Penn State. And so at least they get a head up or lead up on everything. Yeah, players are going to be gone. And it just really stinks for a program that was supposed to be taking a step forward to compete for a national championship. It really stinks for everybody involved at Penn State. They're going backwards. And that's the part that sucks. Okay, you could never go out there and beat Ohio State. Same thing with Michigan. It's just bad. They're going backwards. So I know their fans are quite disappointed with all the money spent, everything invested for them to just go out there and fail. You know, James Franklin is going to get a $50 million buyout. We can expect for him to have success either way. He may head on to Miami. If Florida, I should say, not Miami. They're doing good. I still don't believe in Carson Beck, by the way. But if he goes to Florida and he replaces Billy Napier, like, James Franklin is going to land on his feet. We'll see what happens there. Speaking of not landing on their feet, it's countdown time. I don't know how long it's going to take. Tua Tagovailoa is having a great time throwing his head coach Mike McDaniel under the bus. Tua Tagovailoa, after losing to the Chargers yesterday, speaking of coaches likely to be fired, he basically said, we lack leadership with the Dolphins. He's very vague, very open. He's like, you know what, but when it comes to player meetings, like, we don't even have, a guy showing up to care about that. And so Tua's saying crazy things. Listen to this.
I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up.
Tua Tagovailoa is that guy that you don't want him going to speak in the front, okay? I don't care if you're at work, care if you're at school, you're in class, you're at church. There's always that one guy that when he goes up to speak at the microphone, there's a collective kind of like, oh boy, here we go. It might be a sigh. Everybody might roll their eyes a little bit. That's where Tua Tagovailoa is. And if I'm in the Miami Dolphins organization, knowing that this is my starting quarterback, and you put a microphone in front of him, and he'll say things like, well, Josh Allen is, I can't do half the things that he can do. You have Tua Tagovailoa responding to Cam Newton just saying, well, you know, everybody is easy just to sit at home and be an armchair quarterback. And now you have Tua Tagovailoa kind of unintentionally throwing his head coach, you know, under the bus in Mike McDaniel. Even Mike McDaniel was just like, wrong time, wrong place. But Tua, he's a guy you don't want to hear. And that's the guy that the Miami Dolphins are unfortunately stuck with for the next several seasons at $50 million apiece. It's not good. It's pretty bad in Miami. 1-5. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got the Falcons still leading the Buffalo Bills here. Well, the Bills just got on the board. Rushing touchdown, 21-14. And so the Buffalo Bills are back in this game here in the third quarter. Still plenty of time to turn things around. The Chicago Bears leading Washington and Maryland. The Chicago Bears leading Washington 13-7. They're about 6 minutes out from halftime. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, we're going to take a break. On the other side, I don't want to make things just all sound like doom and gloom for football down in Florida. We know the Miami Hurricanes are playing very well. The Dolphins are not. But I do want to tell you about a guy on the other side of Florida. He might be an MVP. I'm going to tell you about Baker Mayfield on the other side of the break. Baker's doing it. He's doing a damn good job despite all the injuries. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll give you an update on everything. Talk about Baker. Get into the Antetokounmpos. Giannis has another brother in the NBA now. And, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's a lot going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. Buffalo Bills have answered back with a touchdown. Well, Josh Allen throws a touchdown to Davis, and so it's only now a 7-point deficit as the Falcons lead the Bills 21-14. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bears on the road against the Washington Commanders. The Bears, they currently lead 13-7. Okay, you have Caleb Williams who rushed for a 1-yard score, a couple of field goals here, and they lead Washington 13-7. Meanwhile, in game one of the National League Championship Series between the Dodgers and the Brewers. They are currently no runs up on the board. The Dodgers trying to get the first points up here at the fifth. There's one out and two guys on. So let's see if the Dodgers can put some points up first. We'll keep you up to date, of course, as the show continues on, of course, as well throughout the evening here on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, before we went to break, we talked about the Miami Dolphins and how the wheels are just falling off. Tua Tagovailoa saying more crazy things after a loss. He's just like, yeah, players aren't committed, showing up to meetings and what have you. You got Mike McDaniel, who's having to answer some of those questions, saying this is not the time or place for it. But I do need to shed some light and some positivity on a team that is doing well. They are actually doing a damn good job despite all of the injuries that have taken place. Shout outs to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, for real, shout outs to the Bucs. I mean, they are currently 5-1. Baker Mayfield is balling out. He's doing this with no Mike Evans, who's out with a hammy. You got Emeka Ogbuka, who got hurt yesterday on a hamstring issue. You got Bucky Irving, who's a dual threat. You know, he was out as well. And this is another team dealing with their own injuries. Mac Jones threw two interceptions yesterday. But the Buccaneers, they beat the 49ers 30-19. And Baker Mayfield, I mean, he was running the football like a madman yesterday. He had a big run to help set up another score. 12 touchdowns, only one interception. He's been leading game-winning drives. And it's good to see that Baker Mayfield is really having the ultimate success. I mean, the Browns got rid of Baker Mayfield because of I can't even call it a flirtation. They said, screw Baker Mayfield. We want to go ahead and bring in Deshaun Watson. And so to see Baker Mayfield have this success, especially following Tom Brady in Tampa, you really got to appreciate it. I don't care how you felt about Baker at college, how you felt about him with the Browns. We know that his own teammates in regards to like Odell in 2019 was trying to get this guy fired. And here he is just performing at an MVP caliber level. Baker Mayfield is playing and is one of the best dudes in the NFL today. And despite all the guys out, whether you want to take a look at Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, Baker Mayfield is like, whoever's playing wide receiver, we going to go out and we're going to ball out.
No, I mean, I truly, genuinely trust the guys that are in there. They're ready. We talk throughout the week. Guys are on the same page, and that's real. I trust these guys, even though some of them might not have played a whole lot of ball, but if we're on the same page, good things happen. You don't have to have the perfect play when all your guys are fighting for each other and are on the same page, and that's an example of that. Defense played great, special teams as well, and so that's complimentary football.
Complimentary football. I mean, and you even take a look at what took place and getting a guy like Tess Johnson, you know, his first career touchdown. Like, he caught the touchdown, he was hearing MVP chants, and he's just like, I don't even play. And they're just like, hey, dude, it's not for you. It's not for you. These touchdown or MVP chance stuff for Baker Mayfield. Listen to Tess Johnson, you know, just have a little sense of humor.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. This is crazy. When I score and I hear MVP chant, I'm thinking they talking about me. So I ask Shep. I'm like, Shep, they was chanting MVP? And he was like, yeah. I was like, I ain't do nothing this year. And then he was like, they talking about Baker, Tess. I was like, well, that explains it. But he is the MVP. The one he got the first down on, he said he blacked out. But, I mean, that's just Baker. The pump fake get everybody. Just like, oh, my God, he's a dog. Like, I don't know what he eating. He just put in a cereal before the game. Like, that guy on it every single week.
Yeah, I don't know what they put in his cereal. Maybe they put nails in Baker Mayfield's cereal. Todd Bowles, Mr. Enthusiasm himself, actually had a chance to talk about Baker, and especially he had that one run where he could not be brought down. You would think that I don't know, he was Derrick Henry out there, and it's just like, that's Baker Mayfield doing that? Quite exciting to set up another score. Todd Bowles was even impressed.
I was in disbelief just like everybody else. It happens every other week or so when he makes those type of plays, and you pray he doesn't get hurt or anything happens to him, but he has a knack. He has a knack that you can't teach or coach, and, you know, it was an unbelievable play.
Yeah, unbelievable. Look, even Todd Bowles. Boncha, that was the most excited he's been all season, right?
hey, that was like cautiously excited. He was like, I loved it. Great play. Really cool. But at the same time, he also almost got hurt. So let's chill down a little bit.
Yeah, I've never heard so much enthusiasm out of the, Todd Bowles. He's just listening to that guy's like watching or even listening. Paint drying doesn't have a sound. And that would typically be, you know, Todd Bowles on any basis. So I'm happy for Baker Mayfield. I'm always happy for dudes who get kind of knocked down, beat down, and then able to turn things around, especially the fact that the Browns are the ones who said, we don't want you, or we don't trust you to throw the football. And so they got him out of there for Deshaun Watson, which is just crazy. If you're a Browns fan, you just have to be kicking yourself going, what the hell is this? I don't know how much it's going to be or how good it's going to be for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sure, they beat an injured San Francisco team. They've won a lot of games at the last second, the last minute. But next up, next Monday, they take on the Detroit Lions. Are they going to have enough to go out there and beat the Lions? We saw the Lions last night take that L against the Kansas City Chiefs. Brian Branch, by the way, is going to be suspended for one game for that slapped and push and shove and fight with Juju Smith-Schuster. And so I get it. The Buccaneers have been looking good. It's going to take a lot for them to beat the Lions on the road. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Lions on that one. And if Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers can go ahead and win again, then more power to them. I think we got to start looking at them in a different light. But they're very lucky with all these injuries. Now you got Abuka out as well with a hamstring. Let's see how long Baker Mayfield can keep this team afloat, because he is the Bucs right now. All these guys that they're having to pull from out of nowhere. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We have Ted who's calling from Florida. Ted, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
What's with the hate on Carson Beck?
Oh, I asked you, how are you? And you just telling me I hate Carson Beck. I don't hate.
How are you? I'm great.
It's okay. But good.
At the same time,
Okay,
you go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
It's okay. I don't hate Carson Beck. You know, I've seen enough of Carson Beck playing here for the Georgia Bulldogs not to have faith in him at the end of a season. That's pretty much it. So I'm happy that, you know, they're undefeated right now in Miami. Miami is obviously one of the best teams in the country. But when he gets over the hump, if he does it, then God bless him. I'll give him kudos. I just haven't seen him do it.
All right, bet. All right. All I want to know. Okay. I felt like it was a hate thing, because you're a Georgia fan, obviously, because you're from there, and you're going to talk crap on my homie.
No, that's inaccurate. That may be true for other people, but Ted, I got to tell you, I can root for a whole lot of people. I don't give a damn. If Georgia doesn't give me a check, I know the Gators, by the way. I know people with the Hurricanes. Ain't nobody paying me to just say, I live here, I got a roof. I don't care. What does it matter to me, Ted? I don't get no extra money for it.
Oh, I get that. It's good radio. And it's good radio for me to call and say, you know what? The Canes are going all the way for the number one team in the country. Joaquin said dominate, and that's what we're doing.
All right, Joaquin, well, maybe if Michael Irvin is still on the sidelines acting like a nut, then maybe that'll help. I don't think that's a good idea. Actually, that's probably a terrible idea. Marco Belletti, if any of the student-athletes get into Michael Irvin's bag, that's a bad thing, right?
Probably. I don't think you want to be in that. Maybe they do. I don't know.
What is wrong? Is he crazy? What's wrong with that guy?
How long's the show?
What?
I said, how long's the rest of the show?
Oh, man. Michael Irv, I see him on the sidelines and he's winding up the siren, and I'm just saying to myself, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I hope he's okay. Let's put it that way. He is always overhyped. I hope he's clean. You think he's clean?
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to assume that this is natural, because I think he's like that. I do. I don't know what he's like when he's added fuel to it. How about that?
Is that what we're calling it? Fuel?
Maybe.
Powdered fuel?
There has been in instances in the past, yes. I'm unaware of what he's doing now, but I think his natural state is
energetic.
Yeah, that's a good one. Energetic. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. He's definitely he's got energy. Yes.
Well, I can't believe Botch. Remember we talked about the story last week. He stabbed one of his less senior teammates in the neck with a barber scissors because he was the more senior player.
Yeah, he was just a little impatient. With
how off do you have to be to stab another human in the neck with barber scissors because you wanted your hair cut first? Like, that's psychotic.
I got to tell you, I didn't know that story. And I feel like that's, I mean, the guy could have died. You could have got killed for life on this one. Like,
yeah.
That's not like a little thing. That's not a, yo, man, me first. That's a major issue. Yeah, I feel like there should have been some sort of criminal involvement there.
Let me tell you, for all the horrific things that we have taking place just every day, all day, I can never remember hearing a story about, you know, people don't get into fights in barbershops. Isn't that kind of surprising? Think about that. You hear all these horrible things every day. I can't remember hearing, it's not like, hey, people get into barbershop fights. People want haircuts, they're happy, they pay their money, and they leave. But then you got Michael Irvin stabbing a teammate because he wanted him to get out the chair.
You know, it's a good point. I thought the barbershop was the place that you can go and kind of let loose and everybody can rip on each other and we could all be okay. Wasn't that like the one place that everybody can get along with the fact that we're all going to, you know, say things that we don't really mean and have some fun with it? No?
Look, man, we got violence that takes place in churches, schools, outside concerts, parks. People are beating each other up at sporting events and parking lots. You don't hear anything about barbershops. And so, yeah, you really got to be a psycho, Michael Irvin style, to just stab a guy in the neck. And there's a lot of things in a barbershop that'll do some damage. So, yeah, Michael Irvin is crazy. Yeah, shout outs to the Hurricanes. I still don't believe in Carson Beck. Let me know when something happens, okay? I'll stay tuned. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, we talked about the Bucks in the NFL. I also have to tell you about the Bucks in the NBA. Because if you thought there was an Antetokounmpo on the Milwaukee Bucks, there's one Antetokounmpo, there's two Antetokounmpos, and I guess there's now three Antetokounmpos on the Milwaukee Bucks. I'll explain. I don't know what the Bucks are doing. They're trying to kiss Giannis's ass. We'll get into that before we roll out. But right now, let's roll into a news flash. A lot going on in the world of sports. You just heard his voice. It's Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I'm trying. I'm just being honest. That's it. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm going to tell you about Square in a minute. That'll be fun. Hey, let's get this out the way before we get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. You know, I shared with you, well, we talked about the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Buccaneers, the job that Baker Mayfield has been doing with the Bucks, despite all of their injuries. But there is another team called the Bucks. They play in Milwaukee. They got Giannis Antetokounmpo. We've heard all of the comments from him and all summer, more recently now, about how eventually he might want out. He's entitled to change his mind. He's in Milwaukee now. He's focused on Milwaukee, but that may not always be the case. Well, apparently, I guess the Bucks are like, you know what? let's do whatever the hell we need to do to keep Giannis in the fold. Because they've just added another Antetokounmpo. They've added his brother Alex on one of these lower-end contracts here on the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are trying to kiss his ass. Listen to what Shams said on ESPN.
George, the Bucks are clearly doing everything they can to make Giannis feel as comfortable as possible and as accommodated as possible. This is clearly a move that they're doing, leaving no stone unturned in that regard by signing Alex. But from Giannis's point of view, I'm told that these moves are isolated from him and his decisions. And my understanding is he will make his ultimate decision on his future, whatever that may be, as he has 1 year left on his contract after this season. And that will be based on the team's play. And to that end, the first quarter of this NBA season is going to be critical to see just how good or where the Bucks stand in the NBA and in the Eastern Conference this season.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, come on. Giannis is going to do what he needs to do. His brother Thanasis is in the organization. And now they just signed his brother Alex to a two-way deal. If they stink, Giannis is not going to give a damn. He'd be like, I'll see these guys in the summertime. I'm leaving. I mean, Giannis has got to do what's best for Giannis. This is the first time in NBA history that three brothers have been on the same damn roster, even though we have Alex here, you know, on a two-way deal. So, yeah, what are you going to do? You got to kiss Giannis's ass the best way possible. I don't think that's going to save anything, but you got to do what you got to do. Hey, we'll see what takes place. Anyway, it's the end of the show, which means it's time for us to discuss a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
October 13th, 1960. We had the Yankees, we had the Pirates in the World Series. It came down to a Game 7. And how about this? Bill Mazeroski opened up the ninth with a home run off of Ralph Terry. And the Pirates, they beat the Yankees. Game 7 of the World Series, 10-9. This is one hell of an ending. Listen to this, courtesy of Major League Baseball.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball going deep to left. This may do it. Back to the wall, goes by. It is home run, the Pirates win. It's the 1960 World Champions that beat the New York Yankees, the Pirates 10 and the Yankees 9.
Let's hit the fast forward button by about a decade. Not about a decade, exactly a decade. October 13th, 1970, Dave McNally for the Orioles, he went out there, and at that time, he became the only pitcher to hit a grand slam in the World Series. Okay, the O's, they went out there and got the job done over the Cincinnati Reds 4-1. But let's take a listen to this, a grand of slams from Dave McNally.
Blair third, Brooks second, Johnson first, two out, 2-2 pitch to McNally.
Look pretty good. Grand slam home run. And Chuck, I think we just had some World Series history made. We're going to the record books. Frank Robinson pats him on the back. But Dave McNally has become the first pitcher to ever hit a grand slam World Series home run.
Yeah, he was out there doing that work, damn it. October 13th, speaking of doing work, 1985, Phil Sims playing for the New York Giants, NFL record 62 pass attempts. They were taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. The Giants lost 35-30. Phil Sims also set a franchise record with 513 passing yards. It stinks to do all of this while you lose. Listen to Phil Sims throw a touchdown pass, ultimately in a loss.
Sims. Adams, a touchdown. This game is not over.
I'll tell you, it's not, because the Giants, in fact, when we were away at the commercial there, I said if they get one quick here, we can still have a game, because by getting that one, this is going to put them five points down. They can go for an onside kick, and there can still be a game here.
Boom. When I hear John Madden, I just want to say boom. I want to say boom, tough acting to acting. God rest his soul. October 13, 2001. Oh, damn, how about this? I guess if you rush for a school record, you end up being a coach and then you get fired. In 2001, Deshaun Foster for UCLA, he rushed for a record 301 yards, had four touchdowns as UCLA went out there and beat Washington 35-13. Yeah, here's something good from Deshaun Foster. This is in 2001, courtesy of ESPN.
You know, Theotis Brown has a single game rushing record for UCLA at 274. Goodbye, Theotis. You are erased. 92 yards out, Mark.
Excellent blocking on the right side, sealing the inside, kicking out the outside. Deshaun Foster hits the hole in full stride and just outruns the pursuit of the defense.
And UCLA deserves some love. 35-13. They spank Washington. 301 yards for Foster, the most Washington has ever given up. And Deshaun Foster, big day, big talk afterwards. He deserved it.
Wow. And that guy had a job coaching a team. They just fired him a couple weeks ago. And then they fired and they went out there and they beat Penn State. How about that? What a world. Sorry, Deshaun. Supposed to be highlighting the positivity. October 13, 2019. Speaking of positivity, Simone Biles. Yeah, even, what, 6 years ago, she became the most decorated gymnast in history. She won her record 25th medal at the World Championships in Stuttgart, Germany. Listen to Simone Biles on becoming the best of the best of the best, like Ric Flair.
Very impressed with what I've been able to do, especially after all these days of competition. Just keep the dice rolling, basically, and it's just, it's insane. It's one of my nerve-wracking events that I go out and compete for, so I was really happy to put up a routine just like how I train it and to get the result back, world champion on beam. It feels very good.
Hey, Bacha, I just heard Simone Biles say that she's not, you know, counting out the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles.
That's insane. For someone her age, she's not even old in regular standards, but for a gymnast, what she's done and what she's continuing to do is just absurd.
Bruh, she is 28 years old today, okay? Now, when the Olympics come around, what is that? What is that, 3 more years from now?
2 more, maybe?
28? What year are we in? 5?
5, so 3 more years.
Bruh, a 31-year-old gymnast? What are we doing, Bacha? What are we doing?
I don't know.
I guess everybody gets old. Aaron Rodgers is old. LeBron James is old. Got a, you know, sciatic nerve and his ass hurts, his leg. It's just a 31-year-old gymnast?
Hey, if she can still do it, I'm not going to blame her for going out there.
Bruh. A lot of these gymnasts at 31, they look like they have lived, you know, I'm not calling any names, but they start looking like they're 50 and 60. And good on Simone Biles if she can do it. I guess if anybody can, it'd be her. She's already 20. I didn't even know she was 28. I'd be like, I don't know, 24, 5. She's 28 years old? Good for her. Okay. Hey, a big shout out to Teresa Walker. She came through to join us to talk about the Titans from the AP. Thank you to Dan Wolken coming through, joining us to talk about college football from Yahoo Sports. How about this? The Dodgers on the board, 1-0. They lead the Brewers in the 6th inning. They're trying to get this first game here in the National League Championship Series. We know Seattle, they took game 2. Yeah, Seattle took game 2, and so they're beating up on the Blue Jays. There's a lot going on in the world of sports. 2 games, a lot going on, and this is also a great opportunity to let you know that this portion of the show, sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. We will see you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We'll talk about all the NFL games, the Major League Baseball games. We got you covered. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. This show is over. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next year on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Bacha. Please, people, be well, be safe, be amazing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.